Thanks. Oh, wow. I'm really nervous, so I'm going to try to look at my notes a little bit and tell you a few things I want to have to say, and hopefully I won't get them all mixed up. The first thing I want to just start with was to ask you if you know the difference between a drunk driver and someone that's been smoking marijuana. Well, the drunk driver goes through the stop sign. The person that's been smoking marijuana stops at the stop sign and waits for it to turn green. Okay, we're in North Ohio, kind of true, huh? We're from North Ohio Normal. We're located in Lodi, but we kind of cover all those northern counties, Medina County, Cuyahoga County, Summit County, you know, all the way down to maybe halfway between Columbus and Cleveland. So we're not really Cleveland. We're almost an hour south of Cleveland. We really need a South Ohio chapter. So our booth, which is over there, if anyone here, hopefully a few, would be interested in working with us to get a South Ohio chapter started, we would love to help you. We'll help you out to get one started because we have a lot of members from down in the southern area of Ohio that are nice enough to donate, you know, join us, send their contributions and get our newsletters, etc., but they can't really get involved in a lot of the things that we do since our parties and our gatherings and a lot of our fests and things are up in the northern part of Ohio. So if anyone's interested after this, stop by our booth and we can try to get one started down here. We really need one in southern Ohio. One of the things I want to talk about that's so scary that's been going on lately is the hype by the, I don't want to say the media, our government is having about new evidence of how marijuana is worse than we previously thought. And I get this over the internet all the time, keeping up to date. One of them is, you know, emergency room visits. You know, there's the majority of emergency room visits that people have marijuana in their system. Of course, not that that caused the reason they're in the emergency room, because they could have smoked it a week ago. Also, those supposed deaths. There's like 30% of the deaths from smoking, and this, I believe, is from the UK. They are saying now is because of marijuana, because there's 30% of smokers also smoke marijuana, so they're assuming that all these deaths, then 30% must be from marijuana, even though none of this has been proven. The ads, how about those ads we've been seeing or hearing on the radio or the TV? You know, if you smoke marijuana, you're going to get pregnant. You might run over somebody on a bicycle. You might pull a gun out and shoot your friend. You know, things like that. This has really been getting to me, and I'm 55, and the reason I started this chapter is I lost my consulting position. I'm a programmer analyst. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. In the early 70s is when I went to college, and that's when I did most of my pot smoking, and that's when I was my most productive, I would say. I mean, I went through my bachelor's, my master's, raised two children, did all that. So it didn't do any of those things to me that they're saying. And for some reason, for them to try to make all this sound like this, it just gets to me so mad. So when I lost my job after 9/11 and the computer industry was cut back, and I thought, you know what, I can't just sit here doing nothing. I know what I want to do. I'm sick and tired of being afraid that I might smoke some pot. And it's true, I hardly smoke any anymore. I mean, I do once in a while, especially if there's something good that someone has. But anyway, but I remember all those years and all the work I did and how it didn't hurt me and how all my drunk friends and my friends who were doing lewds and all that stuff couldn't make it through school, and I didn't have any problem. So the propaganda, they say we are the ones that are spreading the propaganda, and I really believe it's completely the other way around. I want to mention that there's two more things I was going to talk about. The ones I just want to mention, Clayton Hellriegel. You may have seen his mother walking around here, Sharon. She is the one, the mother of the son that was shot to death near Dayton over less than an ounce of pot, because they surrounded the house, rammed in the door, threw some kind of flash grenades, got information from someone that they were selling drugs. And they just found a small amount of pot, maybe a little bit of paraphernalia, you know, and they shot him because they thought he had a gun when he was at the top of the steps. And I was just talking to her today, and we have an attorney I'm going to talk to try to help her with this legal, because they can't get away. They think they can get away with this. They can just do this. You know, they kill people over it, wrong people. I mean, they treat us like we're terrorists, when all they had to do is knock on the door and say we have a warrant, and they would have got a ticket or maybe a misdemeanor charge. So this is what's, you know, this kind of thing is so sad. Okay, law enforcement, out of control. That is definitely true. And I want to tell you about a book that I hope everyone, we carry this in our normal shop. Obviously, we're not down here in southern Ohio, but you can get it on the internet or Amazon.com. And I just like to read just a couple things from here because they say it much better than I do, or she says it. This is by Joan Bello, The Benefits of Marijuana, Physical, Psychological, and Spiritual. This is one of the best books I have ever read. Cannabis was a uniquely useful survival resource to our prehistoric ancestors. Every part of the plant had important uses, and I'm sure some of the speakers prior to me were talking about the hemp, etc. Cannabis was widely respected as a medicine since ancient times throughout the world. Before Prohibition, the U.S. Pharmacopoeia listed over 100 approved uses for it, and it was one of America's most popular over-the-counter medications in the 19th century. Cannabis was the standard treatment for asthma, emphysema, epilepsy, migraine, arthritis, glaucoma, insomnia, and many other conditions. Recent research has shown that cannabis is a safer and more effective treatment for many of these conditions than the expensive synthetic pharmaceuticals preferred by the monopoly-based medical establishment. And we know that OPN is here today also, Ohio Patient Network. We work with them. And, of course, we're trying in Ohio to get the medical use on, you know, through our representative, not on the ballot. It's going to be a bill, okay? There is no truth to the government-sponsored propaganda about the alleged dangers of marijuana. From the Reefer Madness campaign in the 1930s to the claims made by DARE and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America today and the propaganda that they're doing now with those advertisements, which is just like the 1930s campaign, is nothing more than a smokescreen of lies and fabrications promulgated by corporate monopoly state for economic and political purposes. Every unbiased scientific study has found that cannabis is non-addictive, non-toxic, and potentially beneficial. Cannabis is an essential part of the natural birthright of all earth dwellers, and its prohibition is truly a crime against humanity. And there's a whole bunch more. I mean, I'd love to read the whole book, but, you know, come over to our table, say hello, and if there's anyone that is interested in helping out get a South Ohio chapter of Normal going, we're getting closer and closer. I mean, the whole country, there's so many organizations now, and they're getting afraid. I think that's why they're cracking down so, they're being so strict and trying to catch everyone. And did you notice those advertisements? This war on drugs is really a war on marijuana, because I don't see them having advertisements that say that about heroin or cocaine or anything. You know, it's like marijuana makes you pregnant. Marijuana makes you kill. I just didn't understand it. I'm going, the war on drugs. Why is it all against marijuana? Even if I do believe that young people shouldn't be smoking it, and there is always a possibility of abuse with anything, sugar, coffee. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, there is that possibility. Some people can abuse something. But, you know, if they're going after a plant. And it's easier, because for some reason it's easier to get us than, I guess, the hard drug dealers. I don't know. I still wonder what's going on. So I thank you all for coming out. And I was really nervous, and I could tell you a whole bunch of other stuff, but bye.